When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Despite being a consistently profitable trader for over a decade now, I'm still very much like you guys. I have fears, I have struggles, and today I'm going to share some of that with you and also tell you how to solve it. My ultimate fear is blowing an account. That is my ultimate fear. And that came from a long time ago where we were at a mastermind meeting and it was a trader who said that she's like, I've been profitable for 5 years straight and then I blew everything. And I'm like, what? That can happen? I thought once you get over that kind of that hump, you're just on autopilot. And that scared the mess out of me. I'm like, wait a minute, I forgot what she massively grew her account. I forgot the numbers, but she grew her account big time and then she blew it. And it scared the mess out of me because this was something that like I bet my life on this skill. Like I took a massive, maybe not massive, but I took a pretty big bet on myself to be successful at trading. I don't want to say massive because at the time I was younger, I was single. So like if, you know, I jumped off a very small cliff, right? If I would have hit the ground, I would have, you know, broken some bones and whatnot, but I wouldn't have died because I didn't like quit a career or anything like that. I didn't have a family. But I bet on myself and the bet paid off. And I was at the point where I was starting to think like, hey, I got past the hardest part, right? I've showed you guys kind of that curve of success. I got past the rock bottom part. And it's all good from here. I can just cruise, right? I can settle. And hearing that story was like, wait a minute, whoa, wait a minute, no. And that scared the bejesus out of me. So I focused more on risk management after that point, just, and a lot of it was not doing dumb stuff, but not putting myself in situations where I have any chance of blowing an account. So I value safety before massive profitability, right? I want to avoid the drawdown or minimize the drawdown, not avoid it, minimize the drawdown and not do dumb stuff. So for me, when I see a trade like that, even if it goes on to win, you know, part of me is probably like, could have had that. But the bigger part of me is like, you didn't put yourself in a dumb position, right? You didn't put yourself in a dumb position. And that's kind of my philosophy in life too, right? Just don't put yourself in dumb positions. That was something that was taught to me at an early age, just kind of growing up where I did. Like, don't be in certain places at certain times when bad stuff happens, because it's, you know, it's only a matter of time before something bad happens and you're there and boom, all it takes is one. So not an easy shift, but a shift that needs to be made. Rob said, "Do you know why she blew it?" I don't know, Rob. I didn't ask. It was one of those things where like I didn't want to ask. I'm not sure if we I don't think we dug into it. But I remember it was one of those things where I wanted to be like, "So, how did you blow it?" So, I don't do it too, but like it was like it felt embarrassing. I don't remember. I know it was psychological. Like she got on a losing streak and then she lost confidence. I know that part. She lost confidence. I don't, you would think there had to be some bad money management because you shouldn't, well, not necessarily. I mean, maybe she just didn't have a cutoff, like shouldn't have a max drawdown. Like that's why we have that max drawdown where it's like, hey, if you take a drawdown over your max drawdown, That's a red. That's when you need to cut it off. You need to stop trading, right? The spreadsheet says stop trading, do not trade. So I don't think she had that, but I think it was psychological. I think she got into a funk. She lost confidence, and I think we've all been there, losing confidence. It's tough, man. When you lose confidence in trading, it's no different than like they call it the yips in baseball. When you lose confidence in trading, it's very hard to get back on track, especially if you don't have a support system. And that's not something that we necessarily had back then, not in the same ways we have it now. And I remember even talking to one of my good friend of mine the other day. He's an options trader who, you know, we had a one-on-one phone call. And one of the biggest things he said was he just needed someone to talk to. Like, he doesn't really, I mean, he's a part of a few forums, not like real negative forums, but like he didn't have anyone to talk to when he was in a funk. And then, you know, it just starts going wild. Like, am I the only one? Everyone else is winning. And it starts taking you down these dark places. So I think sometimes you just need a reset. I don't think she had a reset. I think she needed someone to kind of just like slap her in the face. Just like, hey, snap out of it. And let's get you back on track. And I feel for it. That's tough. I mean, I go there every year, guys. Full disclosure. Every year, there's probably some point in the year where I'm just in this funk. And I'm like, do I know how to read a candlestick chart? Like, what is this? What am I doing, man? Like, everything's just wrong. Now, I've gotten really good at resetting myself. But that's normal. And that's where accountability partners and friends and buddies and community comes in handy. Like, sometimes you just need that person to be like, hey man, I suck too. And you're like, yeah, okay, good. It's not, I thought I was going crazy. It's not just me. Like, I remember, like, Greystone is usually that person for me where I'm like, man, Stone, like, I can't win to save my life. He's like, yeah, man, I sucked all month. I'm like, really? Cool. All right, good. Because I know we're not the same trader, but we're similar. I know if someone as good as Jason Greystone is struggling, that it's okay. It's like, hey, sometimes the market, and this is the truth, sometimes the markets just suck, guys. You know, I'm not pushing blame on them, but like, and again, you got to make sure you're not self-sabotaging. But sometimes the markets just they just funky, man. They just don't work out for your strategy. But you don't necessarily think that, because every time we lose, the first thing we want to think is that it's on me for somehow. Especially when it happens for elongated periods of time, where it's like, okay, all right. So sometimes it honestly just takes someone being like, hi, my name's Akil. I'm on a 5 trade drawdown. Hi, Akil. It takes one of those. But my assumption is that I know she lost confidence, and she probably just, it probably just took her down that hole, man. Again, I always use the basketball references, but they always told me, right, when I was cold from the outside, like I couldn't find the net to save my life. My coach said, just get a layup, man. Just see the ball go in. Just get a layup, get to the foul line, see the ball go in and get an easy shot, start building that confidence, right? You see the same thing with strikers in soccer, right? When they get on that funk, it's like you just got to get the ball in the back of the net somehow. Like it could be a poaching goal, just get a toe on it, right? Get a PK, right? Just get the ball in the back of the net, get that confidence back. And that's all it takes. So good question. I'm going back to Steven. Says, Steven says, I don't have a defined strategy yet. It's more... Hey guys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please leave me a rating and a review. That's the best way you can support the show. Also, make sure you check out our 14-day trial on the Tier 1 Trading platform. Get on, talk to traders, have them mentor you, check out some courses, enjoy some live training, and really get 14 days worth of education that's worth more than pretty much most of the stuff you're going to pay for out there on the internet. So check it out, www.tier1trading.com. Click the button that says Start My Trial Today, and I look forward to seeing you on the platform.